Residents of the capital city now qualify for rural federal housing loans from the Department of Agriculture after Congress raised the population cap for communities to qualify. The loans make home ownership more accessible in a city that lists affordable housing as one of its top issues. KTOO's Lisa Fu has the story.
May and Caitlin Del Castello are married with two children. May says they've been renting in Juneau for 3 years and pay about $1,500 a month for a two-bedroom apartment.
It is a bit expensive, so we are looking, of course, trying to purchase a home or build our own house.
May and Caitlin are both in their 30s. She works at the registrar's office at the university. He's a janitor at the Federal Building. They're hoping to buy a three-bedroom home for about $300,000. Caitlin says the thought of putting a 10% down payment on a house is terrifying.
To put that much down and to not have any buying power, it's kind of scary.
But Caitlin is feeling better about buying a home after learning about USDA's rural development housing programs, which, as a Juneau resident, he can now qualify for. Keith Perkins is director of USDA Rural Development in Southeast Alaska, based in Sitka.
I know Juneau's a capital city, and villages look at Juneau as the big city. But if you look across the country at capital cities, most of them are in rural areas, and they're rural communities. And so Juneau kind of fits that mold, and Juneau really is a rural community by national standards.
Depending on certain criteria, rural development housing programs can offer terms like 100% financing, long-term repayment plans, subsidized interest rates, and no down payment. Juneau Economic Development Council Director Brian Holst says, like in other Alaska communities, many Juneau residents have difficulty finding affordable housing, or housing that costs no more than 30% of their income. He says Juneau also doesn't have enough housing to meet demand.
Many of our builders build homes that are hard for lower-income people to purchase because there aren't a lot of programs out there that allow for those lower-cost homes to be accessed by our working class.
Juneau builder Russ McDougall of Max Design and Construction says the housing programs do just that. A maximum loan amount for a Juneau resident is about $323,000.
That's a tough market to build in, and it's not impossible, but it means that you're going to have a builder that's interested in targeting that market. And I think that we'll see that because of this program, there will be builders that will take advantage of that and move that way.
McDougall remembers a time when many houses were being built in Juneau.
When I graduated high school in 1976, I went to work for a contractor here that was building around Melbourne Park. And I believe they built about 80 the year that I worked for them.
McDougall says land in the center of the Mendenhall Valley was flat and easy to develop.
Those new homes were selling in the neighborhood of $50,000 for a two-bedroom house with a garage on its own lot.
A 2012 Juneau Housing Needs Report indicated the average price of a single-family unattached home was close to $380,000. USDA Rural Development Loan Technician Marshall License says she's already received calls from Juneau residents about the loans and anticipates a lot more interest.
Just talking from other lenders and other realtors and people here in Juneau that, yeah, we're expecting a large number of phone calls next week.
May and Caitlin Del Castello say they'll surely be among those interested callers. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.